go ahead and get a holiday greeting card and put your December 1st payment in there with that holiday greeting card right down there. Would you like for me to pay you 10 months now in exchange for all of next year's payments? Believe it or not, it works.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is part 4 of a 5-part series titled Simple, Cheap Holiday Gifts to Make You a Hero. Now, this is something you need to do to prepare and do exactly as the title of this topic, this 5-part series talks about. But before pulling the trigger on any business decision, here's what I like to do. I like to chew on it, figure out how I can kill 3 or more birds with one rock. Wouldn't you like to be able to do that? So that's what this is all about, and how you can take some of the things that most folks cringe at, oh, I got more business expense and I got to pay this and pay that, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's turn that around and make it good, make you a hero. And so I'm just going to rattle off these previous episodes, part 1, part 2, part 3, and we're bringing us up to part 4. But part 1, this previous episode, was having a company holiday party on the Saturday before Christmas. Now, this year, Christmas happens on Sunday. And so that means Christmas Eve is Saturday. So we're not going to have our company party then, okay? Because my family celebrates Christmas then and nobody's home, they're traveling, blah, blah, blah. But we'll have it the Saturday before, which is December 17th. But now's the time to plan, pick your venue, go back and listen to that episode to get all the details on the do's and don'ts and how to make it a screaming, wonderful event for your staff, for your business, and you and your family. Number 2 was actually added on as an extra part in this because number 1 was so lengthy. But number 2 is the room setup. It's very critical in how you set the room up. You don't want it set up like a restaurant, okay? And you're going to go over that in detail and show you and share with you how to conduct the actual company party that you have every year. There's a right way and a wrong way to do it that I've experienced, and I'll share with you some of the mistakes that I've made over the years. Number 3, the last episode that we did was gifts. So everybody loves gifts, especially my daughters, right? So how to take things that you would normally view as a gift and turn them into an expense for your business. There's a lot of ways to do that. And I'll share some of those things with you. And some of the things, once again, that I've learned what to do, not to do, have fun with it. And it works, okay? So that was the most recent episode, was part 3 of this 5-part series. Now, today's episode is part 4, and we're going to switch gears altogether. And because everything, the first 3 episodes there, the first 3 parts, they talked about the holiday party and all that. Now, number 4, this 4th part, is totally different, and it's something that you need to think about and prepare for right now, because I call it my 10 for 12 plan, 10 for 12 program. And those of you who have gone to my How to Buy Without Banks Money, Credit Private Lenders or Partners Boot Camp, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And those that have taken my Investor Books Pro System with 10-inch tracking, you probably know, but you might need to shake the cobwebs out of your noggin there a little bit. So here's the way the 10 for 12 program works. This is used, you use this strategy for folks that you borrowed money from. So it could be private lenders, it could be any kind of seller finance deal, anything, okay? And short-term, long-term, whatever. So with the December 1st payment, let me give you the rundown of it, and then I'm going to show you how you can be creative with this and do all kinds of things. So the 10 for 12 plan, okay, let's assume that your monthly payment is $500 that you're making to an individual, seller finance, whatever. So your monthly payment is $500. So that means that over 12 months, you're paying them $6,000, right? Okay, I think everybody can do the math on that one. And your payment is due, to keep it simple. I like Fred Flintstone. He's got 3 fingers. your payment's due on the 1st, December the 1st. Well, here we are in November. So I want you to get ready for this right now. Think about it. So with your December 1st payment, go ahead and get a holiday greeting card of some kind. And you're going to put your December 1st payment in there with that holiday greeting card. With every payment that you make to an individual, seller finance deal, private lender, whatever. And what you're going to do is to say in your holiday greeting cards, put season's greetings, blah, 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 on your name. But on your check, you're going to have a check for $500. But in your holiday greeting card, you're going to write down there, hey, would you like for me to pay you 10 months now on my 10 for 12 plan? Pay you $5,000 right now, okay, for Christmas within this first week of December, and that'll cover in exchange for all of next year's payments. Well, believe it or not, that works. What's the percentage of success? I don't know. Is it 90%? Heck no. Is it 20%? Maybe, probably. Wow, that's pretty good. Do the math on that. I can't figure the rate of return on all that in my head, just shooting from the hip there. But just imagine giving them $5,000 now, it knocks out all your payments for next year, which would have totaled $6,000. Okay. And so it's going to help your cash flow next year, this and that. And that's pretty cool. So I like that. So the 10 for 12 plan, the 10 for 12 strategy on money that you borrow. Now, bank's not going to do it with you. Okay. Credit unions are not going to do it with you. But you've got to make sure you have that holiday greeting card that goes out for the payment to be made, that's going to be made December 1st. Don't be late with the payment and get that to them in their hands. Make sure they get it before December 1st and then personalize that as a holiday greeting card. Maybe they'll staple it up around their Christmas tree and stuff. And but let them know that, hey, let me give you $5,000 right now in exchange for all of next year's payments. And believe it or not, sometimes that works. Now, when I said earlier, okay, we're going to be creative on this, I want to share this tip with you too on just being creative across the board. Okay. Anytime I make any kind of payments to an individual for money that I've borrowed, whether it's seller financing, private lender, or this and that, in the memo line on each and every check and in my investor book system, I set it once and I don't have to worry about it. Set it and forget it. In the memo line, it says, Bill, need some cash? Call Mike. And that's in the memo line on every monthly check that goes out. You can even put it if you do online payments where your bank mails them a check from there, okay? I don't know about ACH, but I guess you could have an automated email or text message that goes out. And so if they need some cash and they call you, be creative. Just expand on that, okay? I'm not going to tell you how to do it because this is not a rated financing class. This is simple, cheap holiday gifts to make you a hero. So imagine this. So here's the person that's loaned you the money, seller finance, what have you. And so they're looking forward to getting a $500 check December 1st. But you include a note that says, hey, how'd you like me to give you $5,000 this week in exchange? That'll knock out all of next year's payments. What could they do with that $5,000? Maybe take their family on a cruise. Maybe they knock out all their Christmas presents, the best ever yet. Who knows? Okay. So be creative with that one. And so the loan, the 10 for 12 strategy, my 10 for 12 program happens every year with a December payment if you've got those. Adios. See you on the next one. Oh, I forgot. I had a brain fart. I was just in a hurry getting out of this. Okay. You know, they raised interest rates again last week. They're going to raise them another at least one or two more times, and it's going to be ugly, guys. If you've talked to any kind of bank, any kind of credit union, any mortgage broker, talked to any real estate attorneys, title companies, what has happened to all the refi business? They have dried up, not a zero, no more, okay? But there's tons and tons and tons of folks out there that have super low fixed rate loans right now, and they can't control when they will become a motivated seller. And when they do, that's going to be added to the inventory of properties for sale. So how would you like to master my jumping loan system where I show you the right way, the legal way, the proper way, where you can step in and take over payments on a Randy Hammer, 40-year investor, for example, up in Indiana, 40-year investor, did his very first jumping loans deal in March of 2022, and he took over payments on a 2.1% fixed rate loan. Wow. How would you like to do that? And this is on a nice home. Okay. So you can do that. Go to jumpingloans.com, jumpingloans.com, and enter coupon code JUMP22. That's all small case. JUMP22. And you can get 50% off right now. And Maria will ship it out to you the next business day. So pass this on to the friendly investors. Click subscribe, follow, whatever it is you got to do. I don't understand this social media stuff, but do that. And make sure you implement the 10 for 12 strategy for your December payments to individuals where you've borrowed money and use their money. Okay? Adios. See you on part 5 coming up next.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.